I know whom I have believed. I'm talking about Jesus. And I'm convinced that he is able to guard, there's that same word, garrison, guard, to what I have entrusted to him for that day. I entrusted my soul to him. Lord, I'm putting my soul in your hands. I'm under new management. And he is able to do the keeping. He's able to do the holding. I don't have to do the holding on. He's holding on to me. That gives me hope.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we continue in our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. In these lessons, we'll learn how to live a life that is deeply rooted in Christ and His Word so that we can become all God has created us to be. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of the beautifully designed and illustrated Daily Hope Prayer Journal. It's a great way to record and track your prayers. And you can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Radical Hope.
God always treats us with mercy. He's waiting and wanting to meet your needs. The Bible says this, you know this verse, very famous, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. God has a hope for your life. The third reason why we can have hope, even when things around us seem hopeless. God has secured my future. God has guaranteed and secured my eternal destiny. And nothing's going to change that no matter what else happens in my life. This is an enormous source of hope that no matter what happens in your life, what you lose, you're not going to lose your salvation. Now, Peter says this, 1 Peter verse 3 and 4, chapter 1. He says, now we live with a wonderful expectation. By the way, that wonderful expectation in the Greek is literally the words living hope. We live with a living hope. We live with a wonderful expectation because Jesus Christ rose again from the dead. For God has reserved a priceless inheritance for his children. That's you. It is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. Now, friends, this verse is literally jam-packed with spiritual truth. But I want to take it word by word. First, I want you to circle the word inheritance. For God has reserved a priceless inheritance for his children, kept in heaven for you. Now, you know what inheritance is. It's what you're given because you belong to a family. Usually given at death, it's like a birthright. It's what you're given, the legacy that's passed on, your inheritance. And most people, as I said, give it like in their will. Now, Kay and I are a little bit different. We believe in do your giving while you're living, then you'll be knowing where it's going. So about 8 years ago, when Purpose-Driven Life went into the stratosphere and became this big international bestseller, we made a bunch of decisions. You know how I stopped taking a salary from Saddleback Church, and we paid back 25 years, and we started giving away 90% and living on 10%. And one of the things we also decided is to give our kids their inheritance now. Because I told him, I said, you know what? I'm not dying until I'm 100, which means you'll be 80. You won't know what to do with it. I mean, you're going to sit around and, you know, buy more playing cards than the rest of them? I mean, what are you going to do with all? And you actually need it more when you got little critters crawling around in home on the linoleum as a preschoolers. So we had a family conference. And we brought them together, and Kay and I talked to them about the inheritance that we were giving them now. And we get to enjoy them, watching them with their inheritance. We talked about the importance that it's not really yours, it's God, and what God puts in your hand, you're to use it wisely for good and for God, and all the principles of stewardship that I've taught you. But I got to thinking, I had that with my physical family. It's time we had a little family discussion about your spiritual inheritance, yours, because most of you don't know what's waiting for you in heaven. And this verse is jam-packed to explain about your spiritual inheritance in heaven. Because you're a part of God's family, you're a child of God, God has an inheritance for you. Now, if you were Bill Gates' child, would you expect an inheritance? Yeah. Well, God is richer than Bill Gates. And God says, I have an inheritance in heaven. And we need to talk about this. Did you know that in the state of South Carolina, they have a great seal? And the great seal in Latin says, while I live, I have hope. While I live, I have hope. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm glad you have hope. It's better than being hopeless. But actually, you need a hope that outlasts while you live. You need an eternal hope. You need a hope that goes on after your ticker stops, after your heart stops. You need one that goes on into eternity. And Jesus offers you an eternal hope, and it's part of his inheritance. Now, he gives us, Peter gives us, five words to describe your inheritance in heaven. And I want you to understand this, okay? So let's look at them. The first word I want you to circle is the word reserved. For God has reserved a priceless inheritance for his children. And then circle, it is kept in heaven. That's another word for reserved. It's kept in heaven for you. Most people don't realize this, but you have to have a reservation to get into heaven. You can't just die, show up at the door and say, I'd like to come in. Sorry, wrong answer. You have to have a reservation to get into heaven. And you make that reservation through Jesus Christ. And the Bible says when you make that reservation, it says God has reserved. He puts that reservation in for you in heaven. You can't just live your life any old way you want to and say, I don't want God in my life now, and then all of a sudden die. Now I want God in my life. It's a little late. Now, God doesn't enforce you to love him. He doesn't force you to serve him, doesn't force you to obey him, but there are eternal consequences. And he says, you have it your way on earth, then have it your way in eternity. Heaven is not for everybody. Heaven is for those who have chosen Christ in advance and have put in their reservation. And it says, God has reserved for you a priceless inheritance. Now, the good news is, once your reservation has been made, it can't be canceled. It can't be canceled. Nobody can take your table.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to our series called Radicalis. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
It's been said that prayer moves the heart of God. That's why I want to tell you about a very special resource Pastor Rick and his team created just for you. It's the Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This first-of-its-kind, vegan leather, full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, and space to express your gratitude and personal prayer requests to God. The 208 pages are beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses. This prayer journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with the Lord, strengthen your prayer practice, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. When you give a gift to this ministry, we'll send you the Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so get yours today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004.
Right now, we'd like to let you know that a very special friend of the ministry has offered a $100,000 matching grant for this month. Now, that means that when you support Daily Hope, every dollar will be matched up to $100,000 all the way to the end of this month. But please remember, if we don't reach the $100,000 mark by midnight, December 31st, well, we'll lose whatever is left over. So please give, however God leads you. These funds are critical as we go forward with our vision of sharing the hope of Jesus with more people who need it.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Now, God doesn't enforce you to love him. He doesn't force you to serve him, doesn't force you to obey him, but there are eternal consequences. And he says, you have it your way on earth, then have it your way in eternity. Heaven is not for everybody. Heaven is for those who have chosen Christ in advance and have put in their reservation. And it says, God has reserved for you a priceless inheritance. Now, the good news is, once your reservation has been made, it can't be canceled. it can't be canceled. Nobody can take your table. Heaven's not going to get too crowded and God say, oh, I'm sorry, this person was really more important. They get in instead of you. Nobody can take your reservation into heaven once it's made. And by the way, you can't transfer it to anybody else. Say, oh, I'd like my brother to go to heaven. No, it's only for you. It's like if you get tickets at will call to a special event and they're under your name and it says non-transferable, the reservation for you in heaven is non-transferable. But once it's made, it can't be given away. It's reserved for you. It is permanent. And it's going to happen no matter what. Now, the second word I want you to circle about this inheritance, it says it's kept in heaven for you pure. Circle the word pure. Now, that word there in Greek, athartos, literally means not fake. It means genuine. It means it's pure. It's the real deal. You know, many years ago, I hate to admit this, I bought Kay a pair of earrings, diamond earrings, and years later, we discovered that they were cubic zirconium. I had been scammed. I had been scammed because I didn't get the real thing. They weren't genuine. And usually if it's too good to be true, what? It is. This deal is too good to be true. Eternity in heaven, but it's no scam. It's the real deal. It's pure. It is not fake. It's genuine. This is a real offer that God has done for you. Then the next word, it says undefiled. Circle that. Amiantos in the Greek, literally undefiled means it can't be corrupted. Now, anybody who's ever had a computer knows that if you get a file that gets corrupted or you get a disk that's corrupted, it's worthless. You can't get it back. It's almost impossible to recover a corrupted file. If you do, you're probably going to lose something in it. And most of the time, you can't get it back. If you get a hard drive that gets corrupted, you just have to, you know, reformat the whole thing, and a corrupted file is essentially a lost file. This says here, your salvation cannot be corrupted. It cannot be defiled. What is he saying there? You can't lose it. Once you've got it, you can't lose it. The salvation is eternal. Now that is security, friends. He says it's reserved and you can't lose the reservation. It's pure. It's the real deal. You're not going to lose it. It's not a fake. It's not a scam. It's undefiled. It can't be corrupted, which is security, means it's going to, you can't lose it. You know, on my computer, you know, the button I use the most on my keyboard, the undo button. You're like, oh, I didn't like that. You hit undo and you hit undo. There is no undo on God's salvation keyboard. Once you're saved, you're saved. Now, there, as I said a couple weeks ago, you put your hand in God's hand. There may be times you want to let go and you go, I don't want to be a Christian right now. It's too inconvenient. It's too uncomfortable. God says, well, you may not want it, but I want it. I want you in my family. And he's not going to let go. Once you've put your hand in his, like a father, when a little kid tries to squirm away, the father holds on because he loves. The fourth thing it says, beyond the reach of change and decay. Circle that. Amaranton in the Greek is that word. And beyond the reach of change and decay, says your salvation is kind of like a flower that never loses its bloom. It's not going to wither. It's not going to die. It's not going to fall over and lose its beauty. It's immortal. It's like a picture that never fades. It's like a machine that never falls apart. What is he saying here? He's saying four different ways the exact same thing, that God has already written the final chapter of your life, and here it is. You win. Once you put your hand in the hand of Jesus Christ, you win. You're in, and you can't lose that reservation. Now, what kind of inheritance is this worth? Well, look at the other word I want you to circle, priceless. Your inheritance is priceless. Somebody should make a MasterCard commercial that says, eternal life in heaven, priceless. Because it is priceless. You are far richer than you think. The fourth reason I can have hope has nothing to do with what the economy does. It's because, number four, God's power will protect me. Peter gives us this next verse in verse 5, and he tells us that no matter what I'm going through, I can always count on God to help me out if I'll just look to him. Verse 5, And God, in his mighty power, will protect you until you receive this salvation, this inheritance we talked about, the reservation that's been made in heaven, until you receive this salvation because you are trusting him. Now, let's just be honest. Sometimes we're in situations we do feel hopeless. Sometimes we're in situations we do feel helpless. And sometimes we're in situations we do feel powerless. But it's a lie. Because you're not hopeless, you're not powerless, and you're not helpless when God is in your life, when Christ is in your life. He says, my mighty power, God in his mighty power will protect you. God in his mighty power will protect you until you receive this salvation because you're trusting him. Have you ever seen these signs in front of houses that say things like protected by Brinks or protected by such and such security system? You could go around with a sign or a little button and it says protected by God. Because God says in his mighty power will protect you until you receive this salvation. Jesus says, you are in my hands and no man can pluck you out. You're in good hands with all God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit doing business with people like you for 2,000 years. Now, this word protect, God in his mighty power will protect you, that word in Greek literally is the word garrisoned. It means continuously guarded by a sentry. It means that God doesn't say, okay, now you're in my family, I'm going to go work on somebody else and I'll see you in heaven. No, God is watching over you, eyeing you every moment of the day as a sentry, protecting you. Nothing can come into the life of a believer without the Heavenly Father's permission. Everything in life is Father-filtered. God will allow, he will allow bad things to happen in your life because we're going to see in just a minute how he uses them. But he's saying, I am going to protect you until you receive this salvation. And what do you have to do in all of this? What's your role? It's real simple. Trust. Because you are trusting him. Now, you might circle power and circle trust and draw a line between them because those two go together. Power and trust go together. The more you trust God, the more power you're going to have in life. If you trust God a little, you're going to have a little bit of power in your life. If you trust God a lot, you're going to have a lot of power in your life. If you don't trust God at all, you're going to have no power in your life. Trust and power go together. Now, the fact is, no matter what you're going through right now, or no matter what you will go through in the days ahead, you cannot lose your salvation. And God says, I'm going to protect you while you're here on earth. A lot of people fear committing their lives to Christ because they say, what if I don't hold up my end of the bargain? What if I can't keep my commitment? Friend, the keeping is not up to you. It's up to him. He does the keeping. You say, what if I can't hold out? It's not your job to hold out. It's God's job to do the holding. This is why Paul can rejoice even in prison. Paul was in prison in Rome when he wrote this. Look on the screen. He said, I'm suffering here in prison, yet I'm not ashamed because I know, in other words, I'm convinced, I know whom I have believed. I'm talking about Jesus. And I'm convinced that he is able to guard, there's that same word, garrison, guard, to what I have entrusted to him for that day. I entrusted my soul to him. Lord, I'm putting my soul in your hands. I'm under new management. And he is able to do the keeping. He's able to do the holding. I don't have to do the holding on. He's holding on to me. That gives me hope. I may lose my investments this next year, but I can't lose my salvation. I could lose my health this next year, but I can't lose my salvation. I could lose some loved ones this next year, but I'm not going to lose my salvation. I could lose my mind, but I'm not going to lose my salvation. It is solid. It is secure. And God says, my power will protect you because you are trusting me. He does the holding on and he does the holding out. Number five, the fifth reason that we can be positive in hope, not in positive thinking, but in our hope in God, is because God is preparing me for eternity. And when you understand this, things begin to make sense, and you stop saying, Lord, why is this happening? Because he's preparing you for eternity. God is interested in transforming you to get you ready for the rest of eternity.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, and you've been listening to our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com to listen again, to find out more about this ministry, and to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It's been said that prayer moves the heart of God. And that's why I want to tell you about a very special resource Pastor Rick and his team have created just for you. It's our Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This first-of-its-kind, vegan leather, full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, and space to express your gratitude and personal prayer request to God. The 208 pages are beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses. This prayer journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with the Lord, strengthen your prayer practice, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. Use this prayer journal to anchor you in stillness as you connect with your Creator and share the deepest praise and prayers of your heart. When you give a gift to this ministry, we'll send you the Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Now, quantities are limited, so get yours today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. And remember, all this month when you support Daily Hope, every dollar will be matched up to $100,000 till midnight December 31st. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. And now, Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
You know, we get so many exciting stories that tell us about how God is using your financial gifts in support of Daily Hope to transform lives literally all around the world. You know, in 1 Corinthians 3:9, Paul says that we're truly partners working together for God. And your generosity allows us to continue to broadcast Daily Hope in places like Uganda, in the refugee camps. You know that refugee camp, friends? It started with about 50,000 refugees. There are now over 800,000 refugees living in this portable city. Can you imagine that? It's all portable. It's all temporary. Nearly a million people. But because of your support, a local radio station in that area is able to broadcast Daily Hope three times a day to the people living in that refugee camp. And that station just increased its power so the broadcast signal can reach farther and farther to the fringe areas. And you know what we've done? With your gifts, we also help distribute solar radios that are preloaded with some discipleship materials that I've written. It's got an audio Bible on it, teaching from some other pastors, Christian music. And these things play a very important role to people who have little or no hope. It gives them the message of salvation and hope. So when I talk about our partnership, I really mean we're partnering together. Where else could you use your money to help people in such a desperate situation? Your partnership helps us bring the message of hope, daily hope, to people all around the world, and they are finding Christ in so many different places. This broadcast, whether through podcast or audiocast or simulcast or radio or any other way, together we're reaching into places where the least, the last, and the lost need the hope of Christ. And by the way, we're also training thousands and thousands and thousands of pastors who are actually going out into places like this, these areas where the gospel is very scarce, so they can help new believers mature in their faith. Your gifts are making a difference. And from the bottom of my heart, I say thank you. Thanks for listening today, everybody. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.